Discover why Audible is the best way to stay informed, inspired, and entertained. Right now, save $50 on your first year of Audible at audible.com. You get to choose any 12 audiobooks, so you can listen to bestsellers and hear leading experts on topics like finance, fitness, relationships, and more. Listening is the new reading. And right now, your first year is just $99.50. That's a $50 savings. But hurry, it ends January 31st. Visit audible.com today.
Well, not only does Mount Sonoma have the lead now, they will have the ball to start the final period as the Lady Bombers are on top 33-31. Emma Martin will trigger them. I'm sorry, Kate Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline to get these last 8 minutes underway. Trying to figure out where to go with it. She'll throw it into the front court to Foreman, and we are back underway. Foreman throws over Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert takes the screen from Foreman, dribbles up near the top. She's going to try for another three-pointer. Good! Kate Gilbert with 15 points, 36-31. Mount Sonoma's lead is now two possessions. Here is Montgomery into the front court for the Lady Patriots. Mount Sonoma once again in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Robbins on the left side. Up top to Sloan. Back over to Robbins on the wing. Down to Henderson in the corner. Back to Robbins on the wing. Up top to Sloan. Her pass into the lane was knocked away, but Kale is able to right there to get the fortunate bounce right to her, and she's able to get the basket good. Adriana Kale with 16 points. Mount Sonoma's lead cut back to three. 36-33 our score with 7:15 left to play in this game. Gilbert has it up top. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to Martin. Martin will dribble to the top. Now finds Foreman. Over to Payne on the left wing. Payne takes the screen. Dribbles up to the top. Over to Yates. Now Gilbert has it on the right side. Gilbert will drill toward the corner. Now goes back. Takes the screen from Yates. Throws up top to Foreman. Over on the left side to Martin. Martin will take the screen. Drill into the lane. Now kicks up top to Yates. Over to Payne on the right side. Payne will drill to the free throw line. Throws it to Foreman at the left elbow. Over to Gilbert on the wing. She's going to try another three. This one will not go. Yates gets offensive rebound. She throws to Foreman on the low block. Foreman looks to go back up with it off the glass. Will not go. And the ball will be saved in by Kale right to the hands of her teammate, Joy Montgomery, who's quickly back the other way. Montgomery going into the lane for the layup, and it rolls in. Joy Montgomery with 4 points. And looks like Marion's going to take a timeout now. We'll break with 6:32 as our margin is cut to one. Mount Sonoma leading Marion 36-35. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Glad you're joining us tonight here on Class Kids 101.7 KCTT, Yelba Mountain Home. Right now, the Lady Bombers have the lead. It was a 5-point lead earlier, but Marion has cut it to one now, 36-35, with 6:32 left to play in this game. Gilbert takes an inbound pass, gives it back to Emma Martin, trying to avoid a double team in the backcourt. And she'll get into the cross timeline to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles towards the left elbow. Her pass was knocked away, is able to get it back and avoid the turnover. Now Gilbert will dribble up to the top, finds Yates, over to Martin on the right wing. Martin will dribble up to the top, throws up near up there to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the left side, gives it up top to Yates, over to Martin on the right. Martin will dribble into toward the lane, going in for the layup, no good, but draws contact, and will head to the free throw line with 6:01 left to play. Jessica Robbins picks up her second personal foul, team foul number three against Marion here in the second half. So Emma Martin back at the free throw line, where so far she is one of three with 7 points. This will be a two-shot opportunity for Emma Martin. Martin's first shot is up and good. So one more free throw to try to build on Mount Sonoma's lead right now. Martin's second shot is up, and she gets both. Mount Sonoma's lead up to three. Emma Martin now has 9 points. Leah Jackson's going to check in for Mount Sonoma, replacing Emily Payne. 6:01 left to play in this game. 38-35, Lady Bombers leading it. Montgomery will walk the ball into the front court for Marion. Again, a 2-3 zone for Mountain Home. Now Robbins has it between the circles to set up the offense. Robbins will dribble to the left side, now throws it up top to Sloan. Back over to Robbins. Now Montgomery has it there on the left side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good, and we're tied up. Joy Montgomery's first three-pointer of the night. She now has 7 points. This is our first tie of the evening since 0-0. 5:29, let's play in the game. We're knotted up at 38. Here's Giller with it up top, dribbles to the left side. Throws it up top to Yates, over to Martin on the right. Martin will give it to Foreman at the elbow. Foreman drills into the lane, now has the ball knocked away. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be Marion's basketball. That is Mountain Home's 12th turnover of the evening. Emily Payne's going to check back in for Mountain Home as she will replace Leah Jackson. Again, 5:12 left to play in this game. Here is Delaney coming back in for Marion as she'll replace Amaya Sloan. Robbins will walk the ball into the front court for Marion. Again, we're tied at 38. Robbins throws it on the right side to Delaney. Now up top to Montgomery. Back over to Delaney on the right side. Delaney will drill towards the lane, finds Kale on the low block for the jumper off the glass and in. And we got our third lead change of the night as Adriana Kale now has 18 points. 40-38, Lady Patriots leading it. Here's Gilbert with it on the left wing. Now she's going down towards the low block. Being double-teamed, throws it to Foreman. Up top to Yates, who mishandles the pass but gets it back. Over to Martin on the right side. Martin will take the screen, now throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Gilbert near the left corner. She's going to try for another three-pointer. This one will not go. And Delaney loses her footing. She's called for the travel, and Mountain Home will get it back with 4:28 left to play in this game. Lady Bombers will get the ball with a chance to tie or possibly take the lead as they trail 40-38. But the inbound pass is stolen by Joy Montgomery. She throws it into the front court, chased down the other way, chased down by Delaney. And her pass is knocked away and stolen by Martin. And she will throw it to Aston Yates. The two teams exchange turnovers there. Here is Payne with it on the left corner. She's going to drill down towards the lane. Going to pull up for the jumper. Will not go. And Delaney looked like had the rebound, but now Gilbert gets it. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer in the left corner. Good! Kate Gilbert with 18 points, and we've got our fourth lead change of the night. 3:58 left to play. Mountain Home leading 41-40. Here is Delaney with the ball between the circles. Mountain Home in a 2-3 zone once again. Ball goes over to Robbins on the right side, down to Delaney in the corner, who mishandles the pass but gets it back. Now throws up top to Montgomery. Back over to Robbins on the right wing. Now Robbins will dribble up to the top. Over to Montgomery on the left wing. She immediately puts up the three-pointer. Will not go. And ball is going to be chased down by Anna Grace Foreman. And back comes Mountain Home as she'll give it to Emma Martin. 41-40 Lady Bombers with the ball in the lead. 3:22 left in the game. Here is Martin with it on the left wing. Almost had it knocked away, but Gilbert has it now. Now Gilbert will dribble up to the top. Now goes over to the right side. Gives it there to Yates on the wing. Now Yates will dribble up to the top. Goes over to the left wing. Picks up a dribble. Now gives it up top to Foreman. Back over to Martin. 3:03 left to play in this game. It's a one-point Mountain Home lead. Martin has it there on the left wing. Gives it there to Yates. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Yates is trying to get out of a double team. And now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout to avoid a five-second count. So we'll break with 2:54 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading Marion 41-40. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home takes the timeout to avoid a turnover. That was their last 30-second timeout of the night. They still have two full timeouts remaining. Marion with two full timeouts and 1:30 left. It is the Lady Bombers leading 41-40 with 2:54 left to play in this game. Both teams coming out on the floor as we're about ready to get these last almost 3 minutes started. Kay Gilbert will come to the near sideline to inbound the ball. She gets into Foreman on the wing. We're back underway. Throws it to Gilbert, who I could tell was thinking about the three. Now she is going to pull up for the three near the top. It will not go. And the rebound is going to be a jump ball. It's going to be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow. Good job by Anna Grace Foreman to try to keep the ball on their side of the court. And Kate Gilbert will inbound it on the baseline with 2:45 left. Lady Bombers leading by a point. Inbound pass goes to Leah Jackson. I don't think that's who it was intended for, but there, luckily she was there for it. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the right wing. Now she'll dribble up to the top. Over 2.5 minutes left as Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lane, and she's going to be fouled. That is Kale, I believe, who's going to be charged for the foul. It's going to be on the floor. There, Mount Holmes trying to appeal. They're trying to say it's on the shot. I don't think it was. But Deidreana Kale is going to pick up her fourth personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against Marion here in the second half. 2.5 minutes left to play in this game. Mountain Home with the ball leading 41-40. Inbound pass goes to Martin in the right corner. Now she'll draw out to the wing, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble up to the top. Goes over to the left side, back up to the top. Now she'll take the screen from Foreman. Finds Martin on the right side. Martin will take the screen from Foreman as she dribbles over toward the left. Now goes back up to the top, over to the right side. Now she goes, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble up to the top. Now goes to the left side. Now gives it to Yates. Yates has it there on the wing. Yates will dribble up to the top. And picks up her dribble, now trying to figure out where to go with it. And now she'll throw it to Martin. Martin's going to drill down towards the lane. Kicks out to Kate Gilbert on the left side. Thought about three. Now instead she'll go down, going up for the layup. Shot was partially blocked. It goes out of bounds. It will be Marion's basketball. It will be Mount Holmes basketball, that is, with 1:44 left to play in the game. Santia Robinson's going to check back in for the Lady Patriots as Jayla Henderson will head to the bench. Kate Gilbert will inbound it on the baseline once again. Mount Holmes leads 41-40. Gilbert inbounds it to Martin on the left wing. Now we'll dribble up toward the top. Gives it to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert will dribble up between the circles. Minute and a half left to play in this game. Ball goes to Foreman up at the top. Over to Martin on the right. Martin will give it up top to Foreman. Foreman will throw it to Martin. 1:20 left. Looks like Mount Holmes trying to milk as much of this clock as they can. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the left side. She's going to dribble over to the right. And now a foul's going to be called on Marion. That's going to be on Jessica Robbins. That's her third personal foul, fifth team foul against Marion. So they still have one more foul to give with 1:13 left to play in this game. Kate Gilbert will inbound the ball on the far sideline right by the bench. Gets into Emma Martin. 41-40, Lady Bombers leading it. Emma Martin dribbling on the right side, now goes to the top. Now gives it on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble across to the right side, loses her footing, it goes out of bounds, and it will be Marion's basketball on the turnover. Mount Holmes commits their 14th turnover of the night with exactly 1 minute left to play in this game. Lady Bombers leading 41-40 as Delaney will walk the ball into the front court for Marion. Delaney with the ball between the circles. Ball goes over on the left side to Robinson, finds Kale at the free throw line. Kale's going to have the pass knocked away, but Robinson's there to get over to Robinson up top. And out to Delaney on the left side. Delaney's going to dribble down into lane, going in for the running jumper off the glass. No good. Foreman gets the rebound, and Mount Holmes will have the ball, leading by one with 30 seconds left. Here is Emma Martin. She's going to be fouled, and that is the last foul that Marion has to give. The next one will put Mount Holmes in the bonus. Kiana Delaney picks up her second personal foul, 16th foul against Marion here in the second half. 26.4 seconds left to play in this game. Mount Holmes will have the ball, but first the Lady Bombers are going to take the timeout. We'll break with 26.4 seconds left to play. It is Mount Holmes leading Marion 41-40. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Mount Tom takes that timeout. They've got one left now with 26.4 seconds left playing this game. Lady Bombers will inbound the ball on the near sideline as they lead Marion 41-40. Inbound pass goes to Kate Gilbert. How long does Marion wait before they foul? There it is. Santia Robinson picks up her second personal foul. Seventh team foul against the Lady Patriots. So Kate Gilbert will be at the free throw line for the one-and-one opportunity. So far, she is 4 of 6 from the charity stripe with 18 points. 22.7 seconds left to play in this game as Santia Robinson will take a seat. She'll be replaced by Jayla Henderson. So Gilbert, again, this is a one-and-one opportunity for her. First shot is up and gets the first free throw, so she will earn the bonus. And if she gets this next one, the best that Marion can hope for on the next possession will be a tie. Gilbert's second shot is good. She gets both. She now has 20 points. 43-40 with 20 seconds left as Delaney's quickly back the other way. She'll throw it over to Montgomery on the right side. Montgomery will dribble down into the lane. Go ahead, going up for the running jumper. No good. Foreman gets the rebound. Kate Gilbert has it now, and she's trying to avoid a foul. 7 seconds. She gets it across the timeline over to Jackson, to Emma Martin. 4 seconds. They're going to have to foul if they're going to do it. And they get able to get the avoid the foul as the time runs out. And Mount Tom's able to keep Marion from fouling and get the three-point victory. Congratulations to the Lady Bombers as they are able to come from behind and get this win on the road here in conference play. It's a big win for Mountain Home as they win by three. Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Marion 43-40. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.